This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good afternoon. The news came as a surprise to many that Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills has conditionally accepted the police chief job for the city of Santa Cruz, and his last day in Eureka could be late July or early August. Mills was hired in December of 2013, and within weeks was introduced to the dark side of Eureka and Humboldt County, with the tragic murder of Father Eric Freed. Mills said that he and his wife Kathy have no regrets making the move from San Diego to the North Coast, and that in 3.5 years, they have developed strong and lasting relationships throughout the community.
No, absolutely no regret at all. In fact, Kathy and I leave here with an unbelievable amount of profound respect and felt very honored to have been able to serve in this community. You know, one of the things that we found that has made it so pleasurable living here is the quality of people. There are some fantastic people.
Mills came to the city beset by a host of social ills, and at the top of the list was homelessness. Mills said that he is proud of what the department and the city have accomplished on that front.
As a group, not just me, but as a group, have done a phenomenal job turning the homeless problem the right direction with Betty Chen and the Rescue Mission and others, as well as department heads and DHHS. And I think that we're headed the right direction. I think we've made substantial strides, more than any other community that I have seen, but the job is certainly not done.
Mills awaits the results of a background check before making the change of jobs official. The California Highway Patrol has identified 58-year-old Bridgeville resident Wendy Carroll as the victim who died as a result of a single-vehicle fatal crash on Wednesday morning. Carroll was headed west on Highway 36 in a Ford pickup truck when she allowed her vehicle to drift into the opposite lane before recrossing the roadway. The vehicle went onto the grassy shoulder, and the truck slammed into a redwood tree, causing immediate fatal injuries to Carroll. She was pronounced dead at the scene, and the CHP has ruled out impairment as a factor. The collision remains under investigation, and it was the 15th fatal crash in Humboldt County this year. Dan Squire has news from Humboldt Bay Fire.
The Humboldt Bay Fire Joint Powers Authority held a grievance hearing yesterday after firefighter Matt McFarland filed a grievance over the wearing of a Black Lives Matter pin on his uniform. Chief Bill Gillespie ordered McFarland to remove the pin because it was not related to the fire service, and the board agreed with him and upheld the chief's order. They ruled that the decision was consistent with the Firefighters' Bill of Rights Act and in accordance with established department policy.
Thank you, Dan. Residents are reminded that Mountain View Road in Neyland will be closed tomorrow as work crews look to replace a culvert. Motorists should anticipate one-hour delays as work runs from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Acting on a report of shots fired in the area and a man suffering a single gunshot wound to his hand, Eureka Police responded to the foot of Truesdale Street on Wednesday afternoon. Officers contacted the victim, and the suspect, later identified as 29-year-old Timothy Glass Jr., fled the area on his bike. The victim was transported to the hospital for treatment, and an EPD officer was able to locate Glass and detained him in the Palco Marsh. The victim positively identified Glass as the shooter, but declined to pursue charges, and Glass was booked into jail. Further investigation revealed that Glass had fired a flare gun with a shotgun shell that was filled with Rice Krispies. The Brownfield Program, which is under the umbrella of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, has awarded $300,000 in grant funding to the city of Arcata. The funding will be used to perform environmental assessments and remediation planning on brownfield sites throughout the city, and the funding will allow Arcata to move forward with environmental assessment on several parcels where development was hampered by contamination. Brownfields are former industrial or commercial sites. The city of Riodale will hold an open house meeting that will run from 6 to 8 o'clock tonight at City Hall. Those who attend will have the chance to learn about plans for a major street project funded through the Secure Rural Schools program. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.